Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this June 28th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Thank you so much for joining us. At 3:30, we're going to be joined by Callie Johnson, ODC member. Looking forward to talking with Callie. Right now in studio, we have our good friend Lance Plimmel, Wood County Board Chairman. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, James. Always great to be here.
Always good to see you, sir. Thanks for being here. And we want to say a big shout-out to our friends, Taylor and the gang over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Always good to see you, sir. Great to have you guys here. Thanks so much. Encourage you to go to YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, like their page, subscribe to it, keep up to date on all the great work that they're doing over there.
Yeah, they actually make us look better than we are.
Way better. Really way better. I look at those videos, and I'm like, I'm just shocked. Right on. Lance, how have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been good. You know, every day's a challenge. Something new. Not always exciting, but always something new. You know, as we were talking and walked in the studio today, you know, we're dealing with smoke here. A lot of smoke. And a lot of people with headaches and throat irritations and everything else. And I'm not somebody who's usually susceptible to whether it be allergies with pollen or smoke usually doesn't bother me. I've never been a smoker, but I never really minded smoke. Until recently.
Same. Same here.
I made the comment to somebody yesterday. I said, it's unbelievable. He said, you can't see a half a mile down 8th Street.
Yeah.
And I was talking to somebody who's in Madison, and they said, it's not that bad down here. And they said, hold on, wait a minute. I can't see the end of the runway. They were driving down past the airport. So, you know, we're dealing with that and some of those issues as they come up. And then the everyday challenges. And we're getting into the holidays.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. When it comes to those challenges you mentioned there, how do you fight air? how can you battle something like this? Is there anything that can be done, or is there things that you guys are working on or talking about?
No.
Right?
And that's a really good segue because, you know, James and I, there's no script. We come in here, we talk about whatever happens to come up or whatever direction general conversation leads us. But one of the things I was thinking of when I was in the car, I was sitting out here for a while in another Zoom meeting was, and it was in regard to smoke, and it was, you know, you can only control the controllable, and there's things we can't. We have no control over the fires up in Canada, no real way to deal with it other than those advisories, you know, stay in the house, stay out of it, do those kind of things. But I was thinking of this more along the lines of the holidays are coming up, and we have really dry conditions, you know, and a lot of people are out there with fireworks and other things that can cause fires,
yes,
which then put our, you know, protective service people, our firefighters, and all those people in danger.
Mm-hmm.
You can cause problems for your own self, you know, in regard to use of those explosive devices.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be careful with what you're doing. Our parks are going to be full. We've had great attendance this year. They've been full. There's going to be a lot of traffic on the water. Obviously, there's boat patrols out there. There's people in our parks. But personal responsibility goes a long way. And this is a time of year where you really have to, you know, look at what you're doing. Be somewhat introspective and say, hey, what can I do to not contribute to the problem? There's going to be a lot of traffic, tremendous amount because of the U.S. Senior Open in Stevens Point. There's been signs up for a month saying expect traffic delays. I've heard estimates as high as 50,000 people are going to be in the area. So I guess my charge to everybody would, you know, put your best foot forward, continue to show what was, you know, Central Wisconsin's kind of famous for, and that's hospitality.
Yeah.
And make sure, you know, you greet those people respectfully, that you understand that we are hosting a big event, which is a tremendous showcase for this area. And there are people everywhere. I was in Madison for a conference on Sunday and Monday. And as I was getting on the elevator to leave the hotel, every elevator car was completely full of golfers. Now, not the pros, but people that had flown into the area to play, whether it be University Ridge on the way up as they flew into Madison, Sand Valley, and over to Century. So there's a lot going on. And so be careful. Use your head out there. And be congenial.
We certainly have the Water Ski Show tournament coming up next month. So it's a nice preview in, or a chance for our community to kind of get used to the treating people from out of town right and giving some grace and having some class and all of that. And speaking of that, having some class, this is a story that we talk about every year around this time, especially Sheriff Becker and I, or anytime we have any of our Rapids Police Department on when we're talking about fireworks. There are a couple things that I feel like we have to note sometimes. One of them, there is nothing in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that says we have to have fireworks for the 4th of July. They There's nothing in there about that. Fireworks are a privilege. They are not a birthright. They are not something that is an amendment for or anything. So to those out there, those knuckleheads that have to light off fireworks at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or something like that, knock it off. This is coming from just me. I'm just speaking for myself.
Right. Be respectful. This is what, you know, we talked about. You got, I have that situation too. I mean, they're blowing them off on, you know, Sunday night at 1 a.m. A lot of people work on Monday or Tuesday, or they're blowing them off right over the neighbor's house. You know, use your head. I mean, I'm not saying, maybe I shouldn't say you should, because it's probably illegal. But, you know, the point is,
I get you.
Be careful, be respectful of others.
We never know, and this is a good opportunity to get to know your neighbors a little bit. I'm not saying that you got to sit there and have, you know, five beers with them or something, but just coming, oh, you're a veteran? Do you have PTSD? I won't be lighting off fireworks around you. Understanding some of these things. These people gave us everything. The least we can do is one time a year not be lighting off fireworks if it bothers them, if it disturbs them. Finding out the dogs in your area and stuff. I'm not saying that you can't still celebrate the 4th. Just do it with some class. Do it with a little bit of grace. Be a true American. Because that's not an American to me, treating your neighbors or treating our veterans horribly. That is one of the most un-American things I can think of when we're supposed to be celebrating America. That don't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you know, times and places. About a week ago, week and a half ago, was Flag Day. And I happened to attend the Flag Day celebration. And what I found somewhat troublesome, you know, somewhat troublesome as I attended those events. I had some people that were sitting near me say to me, I can't believe how long this is going. And as I looked to the side, I had members of the VFW and the American Legion. Some were elderly. Some had, you could see, they had been injured in battles and war to defend this country and to make it what it is. And I'm thinking, I got people sitting down watching something saying they're troubled by the fact they're sitting there. I'm going, you weren't in a foxhole. You weren't participating in, there are some World War II veterans still available. I don't think there were any necessarily at that event. But we certainly had, you know, Korean vets there. There were people that were in the jungles of Vietnam. And I go, and you're troubled by sitting here? For now? Those guys, even at, and most of them were older than I am. And I hate to say how old I am. But those gentlemen stood at attention for an hour. Well, I heard people complaining because they were sitting.
Yeah.
So, you know, the 4th of July is about a celebration of our country, but it also it is morphed more from just the celebration of independence to a patriotic holiday.
Yes.
Where you have to think about those people who provided those opportunities for us. So, you know, I wanted to touch on it. You know, when you're out there celebrating the 4th of July, there's a meaning to this, as you said, other than, not anti-fireworks, probably go watch a lot of them.
Oh, yeah,
other than fireworks and other than parades, and it's the opportunity to thank those people who provided those freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm really glad you touched on that. The other one I wanted to just segue into real quick, as you mentioned, we have in our area, you know, really right on the heels of the U.S. Open, Senior Open over there in Stevens Point, we have the state water ski tournament.
Yeah.
Largest water ski tournament in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a film crew coming in. The county's participating in a program called Uniquely Wisconsin.
Hmm.
It's done by the Discover Wisconsin group, which is Discover Media Works, Mark Rose's group.
Great people.
And they're coming in, and they're going to be filming. That for a segment that they're going to do, that the county's going to participate in. It's a big program where they feature generally businesses, not so much tourism. But I don't think people in this community or in this county realize how many volunteers it takes to put on an event of this magnitude. And how many businesses not only benefit from, but participate in making that a great event. You know, whether it be people fabricating equipment, welding, the vendors who sell stuff that are used out there, the parks department and police. And all the volunteers from all those organizations around town that make this happen, to your point, participate, thank somebody, be gracious. You know, it often drives me nuts when I hear somebody say, yeah, there's people are in town and I have traffic or I had to wait in line. I'm going, you know what? The amenities we have are a result of those people coming to town, spending those dollars and making everything possible. So, again, your opportunity to be, you know, part of a great event with the water ski tournament, but also, like I said, when you get Discover Media Works and the people who produce Discover Wisconsin out with their film, because I think they're going to have about 4 people out there filming.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm not sure they're filming Sunday. But they're going to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put our best foot forward.
it's a great opportunity to sell our area, to showcase our area. It's also a wonderful opportunity to possibly bring in new people, maybe new community members, people that want to move to the area, and certainly businesses that want to be in this area. That's always noteworthy.
That's the whole point of this particular production. There's the Discover Wisconsin shows, obviously, mm-hmm. which everybody, I think, is probably familiar with.
Great shows.
But this one features generally businesses. And it will be focused on that. But the water ski show is so integral to what we do here. And we wanted to really focus on not the show as much as all of the volunteers, all the people, the community as it comes together, and then all the businesses that support to make those kind of events successful. So it's going to have that bent to it. But again, another great event. And we're chock full of events. I mean, yep. We just came out of Cranberry Blossom Festival. Mm-hmm. You had all the dairy breakfast. We're going right into these huge events, whether they're right within our town or not. Mm-hmm. Not only do you have the Union City Open, but you have Riverfront Rendezvous this right. weekend over there. Mm-hmm. These are 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
So when I hear people say there's not a lot to do, you haven't looked.
Yeah. That's I believe that you are just sitting on the couch and not refusing to open up your browser or anything. Yes. It drives me crazy when I hear that.
Yeah. So take advantage of our parks. Like I said, mm-hmm. we got great campgrounds. Occupancy in those are typically north of 50% of local residents.
Yeah.
So you got those opportunities. You've got the bike trails and some of the new opportunities up at Powers Bluff. Tremendous opportunity with it's not brand new, but it's relatively new. The new boat launch parking ramps and everything up on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic opportunities to really enjoy the area.
Yeah. Get out there. And when you're doing these things, whether you're getting a camp or anything, you're putting back in your community. These are dollars that help. They help fund our community, help keep our roads and our staffing, our units, and so many different things. I think that there's a real pride that comes from that. When you mention how many locals like to camp in local areas, I don't know that everybody has something like that. So we're pretty fortunate around here with that, too.
Yeah. And that's right. James, one of the things as we get to these holidays, tend to be a little bit introspective, a little bit self-reflection, and how did we get the opportunities we have? And I've actually taken the time recently to make some phone calls to people who were instrumental in giving me the opportunities that I've had. And I would probably recommend that to everybody. There's people in everybody's lives who've been instrumental, and there's not a better time probably than around the holidays to make a couple of those phone calls, to reconnect, and to thank those people. Because that's what makes life in this country so great. It was previous generations, and then the charge to those people that are my age and younger, especially younger
nice.
Now, is mentor somebody. It amazes me when I look around and I see businesses having difficulty staffing people. I'm going, well, where did everybody go in 2 years? I mean, they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at these charitable organizations, fraternal organizations, community service organizations, having trouble recruiting members or people to participate. And I'm going, what happened generationally where, it may be selfishness. I hear people all say, I don't have time. Well, do you think your parents had time?
Yeah, right.
Do you think your grandparents had? They probably had less time because they didn't have some of the conveniences we have today.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of self-reflection, a little bit of thought. Yeah. And how do I participate in the community? How do I do my little part to make it better?
I find that whenever I'm able to do that, I grow as a person, and I love self-reflection. I love any chance to be able to do that. Good on you, and good on anybody doing that out there. To what to the point you're talking about there, Lance, we've touched on this before about joining a board or something. Really do encourage people to do that. What I'm impressed by, because I don't disagree with anything you just said. The only thing I want to piggyback and add to it is I had a lot of the same fears and worries, and I've looked into this, and I've looked at some of the stats throughout the country, especially here in central Wisconsin, and we've got a lot of people in that young 20-year age starting to do some of these things. That generation does seem to get it. Like, I don't know about my generation, but I know that that generation seems to get it, seems to be doing some of these things. I get a little disappointed in my own generation sometimes.
I think you hit that. We're even seeing that somewhat with what I'd call financial responsibility.
Mm.
We're seeing some of the youngest generation pick up on some of those things that maybe skipped a generation.
Yeah,
or two.
It seems like it.
And that's one of the things that, financial stability allows you to do some of those other things.
True.
And,
very true.
So, it's one of those times, like I said, where you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, ask for help if you need it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one thing the county does. You know, one of the things we talk about all the time is if you don't have involvement with county government, you probably lived a pretty good life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because a lot of the service we render are support services.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and you might walk into the, you know, register deeds office or, mm-hmm. you might stop in to the county clerk's office. But generally speaking, a lot of what we do in county government is to support people who've had difficulty in some area. And so, like I said, if you don't know what county government does, you're probably doing pretty good.
Yeah.
But there's 700 roughly employees out there, whether they be law enforcement, you know, mental health professionals, social service workers, mm-hmm. Veteran service officers. They're all out there to help people in the community.
If you'd like to find out more about your area and Wood County in general, I want to encourage you to, if you haven't done so already, bookmark the webpage woodcountywi.gov, woodcountywi.gov. It's a great website. They do a really good job with it. And it's where I go to sometimes look at some of the meetings you guys have had. And this morning there was a Health and Human Services Committee meeting. Were you a part of that, Lance?
I sat through part of that.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You know, the other part of that is we have a Trent will be upset with me for probably mentioning, but we have a county clerk who's one of the best county clerks in the state. In fact, he was just elected to be the president of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association.
Congratulations to him.
Which he would probably be mad that I mentioned, because the other day we moved to county board meeting and I prompted him and said, can you tell everybody why? And he said, well, we have a county clerks convention. And I said, and can you tell him why that's important? and we got to that point. But, you know, Trent and some of those other elected officials like him are really important. They're the people who get a lot of that information out, who post those notices, who get those done timely, who provide the information. You know, it's kind of the hub of what happens oftentimes.
Yeah.
So to your point, check the websites. Look what's going on out there. Be participatory.
With some of the recent meetings I'm seeing here, anything noteworthy you want to talk about coming out of those?
Well, you know, it sounds like a broken record. So, you know, we're in that budget period right now,
mm-hmm.
Where we're trying to drill down. The state budget is pretty close to done. There's a very large increase in the shared revenue. So, mm-hmm. To not get too far in the weeds, over time, the state used to pay about 80% of what they mandated counties do,
mm-hmm.
and that funding went from 80% to about 17% mm-hmm. over many years.
Yeah,
and you know, without a lot of consideration on how we're going to provide those services mm-hmm. without the ability to pay for those services.
Mm-hmm.
So through some tremendous efforts, you know, both by the legislature in cooperation with the governor's office and everybody else, there's a new shared revenue package out there that's going to allocate 1 cent, basically, of the state sales tax to local units of government. And that's counties, you know, municipalities, villages, towns, all of those, which is going to make a huge difference going mm-hmm. forward. So budget's always there. If you drive by downtown, you're going to see the jail is going up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed every day when I see those panels going up and the size of that. You know, so that's one of the big projects. And then at this time of year, you know, parks are kind of a focus as people get out and recreate.
When it comes to our services, it's something that you and I have touched on before. And I, one of the things, especially coming out of the pandemic, that I was really proud of was, you know, how did everybody's garbage pickup go during that? Like, everybody's garbage picked up? Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool that our recycling garbage, we didn't miss a beat with any of that. And then for many of us who saw the story yesterday about Adams County getting rid of their garbage and recycling departments, for one, I think a lot of people were shocked that's even a possibility, that could even happen. And I don't have a whole lot on this other than I hope we appreciate here in Wood County how much we have these services, because to lose them, I don't think many people would know what to do. I don't think many of us would have any idea of how to handle something like that. Hopefully it gives us some appreciation of these things that we have and why we put in our fund, our local funds.
Yeah, you know, we have some programs at the county level that I would love the opportunity to get in some of the schools, and actually I'd be more than happy to teach a class for a day
mm-hmm.
or to meet with those students. But without going too far down that rabbit hole, you know, it's like, who picks up the garbage?
Mm-hmm.
Who's responsible for it? Where does it go after that? Who pays for it? What happens when, this is when I say go down, what happens when I flush a toilet or run the sink? Where does the water go? Who treats it? Who's responsible for it? Those simple everyday things that you do. When I drive down, you know, 8th Street might be an example. Well, 8th Street's also a state highway.
Mm-hmm.
Who maintains it? Who
yeah.
pays for it? You know, 8th Street's been in pretty tough shape in some
mm-hmm.
places. It is a city street, but it's a state highway.
Yeah.
You know, and the state has, I think that was basically scheduled for improvement in 2028.
That's right.
That's a long ways away, you know, it's tough driving down sometimes. So I was actually had personal conversations face-to-face with the Secretary of the Department of Transportation and said, you know, Secretary Thompson, we can't wait till 2028.
Yeah.
But again, who's responsible? So when you get off A Street and you go down, you know, turn off on Pepper or Airport, mm-hmm. or I'm going, you know, who's responsible for those streets? How does that get paid for? You know, is it sales tax, income tax, property tax? What's the funding mechanism? And frankly, most people don't know.
Yeah.
I get called all the time saying, you know, what are you going to do about some issue in the school district? Nothing.
Yeah.
I have no
control over that.
I have no control. I have no authority. I know some of those people, so I'll relay your thought.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what are you doing about the town?
Yeah.
Or have you told the state? Well, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really imperative that we, you know, we educate those young people coming up. I don't think you can start too early. I don't think it hurts to start, you know, early grade school and then our reiteration in the junior high years and then again in high school.
And if I could add to that, Lance, in your 20s, too, because I part of the reason I heard about this story happening in Adams is because I had a listener reach out very angry at me that we did not cover it because, well, we're going to be losing our garbage and recycling here in Wisconsin Rapids and all this, and we're not covering it as a rapid station. I'm like, oh, hold up. Like, that's Adams County. Like, they didn't even understand the difference of our counties. They just assumed that we're all one county kind of thing. Or why do we have these labels then? I don't know. But I didn't get into the whole conversation with the person. And this is a person who was at the very least in their late 20s, not understanding some of this stuff.
Well, there are jurisdictional boundaries. But, you know, the one thing I talk about is, you know, you could kind of, if you had a big dry board, you could kind of erase those boundaries. I mean, we're all part of a community. And so even it affects Adams County, but if it affects northern Adams County and Rome, and let's say it was a huge issue and you drove south on Highway 13 out of Wisconsin Rapids, all of a sudden you're Adams County and there's a disaster there, the general public doesn't know where the line is.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, sometimes I don't know exactly. I know where it is.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't know exactly where the line is. And so there are jurisdictional boundaries where certain, you know, levels of government take care of certain issues. But we're all part of a community. So one of the things that we've been really lucky about, I'm going to touch on, is the relationships that our county has with the city in particular. Obviously, that's a pretty big player.
Mm-hmm.
Or the towns has been pretty darn good, or the villages. You know, whether it's the mayor, specifically the Mayor Blazer in Rapids. I mean, Shannon, we get on the phone and talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about this? Do you think it's a good idea? And oftentimes, before we ever get to the vote, the actual issue, it's been fairly well, it's certainly been discussed. It's probably been resolved.
Mm.
And we're probably moving down a road that benefits everybody because there's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
If something doesn't look good in the city, it really doesn't matter if it's a city issue or a county issue. It reflects on everybody. Or vice versa. If it doesn't look good in the county, it can reflect poorly on the city.
Say you're somebody out there and you're listening to this and you're like, well, you know what? I should re-up on some of these things. I don't know a lot of this stuff. I would recommend the website. I would recommend the Wood County website to go there. And it answers a lot of questions for you. Is that what you would do around
here? Yeah, that's where I'd start. You know, if you're really interested, you know, there's a virtual option to every one of our committee meetings.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the sausage gets made. You know,
mm-hmm.
everybody says, well, by the time you get to the board floor, everything's a 19-0, 18-1, 18, you know, 17-2 vote. Okay. Well, it is. That's because it's been hashed out over and over and over and over. And it's either going to go 17-2, 18-1, 19-0 in the positive or the negative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the information has already been disseminated. Minds have generally been made up. It's very rare that we have a 10-9 vote on something like that. So, yeah, start there.
I think that's a great idea. I've learned so much from not only watching those board meetings on the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media webpage at YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to that. And just seeing some of that stuff. I'm a big action movie guy. I love anything with Bruce Willis, Bruce Lee, any of that stuff. I find it just as fascinating. I find it just as interesting. I'm glued into every one of these things that comes up because it involves where I live. It involves my community. That seems pretty action-packed to me. That seems pretty exciting to me. I encourage people to do that. Maybe you don't take every single one in, but check them out and see what they're talking about. See what the discussion is and how it applies to you and learning more about these things. Learning more about your community not only is informative and vital, I think, going forward here, it also feels really good. There's a lot of pride that comes from it.
Well, and if nothing else, you'll learn who to call.
Yeah.
You know, I made this comment real briefly. I'll touch on, you know, I have some people in our county government who are extremely bright, way younger than me, future leaders. And I said, you know, at some point, you guys are going to lead this community. Mm-hmm. And I said, and much more of my career is behind me than in front of me. And I made the comment, I said, that doesn't mean I'm leaving tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I said, you're going to be a better leader. And they said, well, but I don't know what you do. I said, that's just because of time. And the only thing that I have on you is I know who to call. Mm. And they might answer the phone.
Right.
But next year, when you call them, they'll answer the phone, and you'll still know more than I do. So it's, you know, so that changes. That's what I tell people, you know, get, if nothing else, get to know who represents you.
Lance, if people have follow-up questions, how can they reach you?
Well, my phone number is in the directory, so that's a really good way to do it. My email address is in there, and I think half the people in town know my number already because I get a lot of phone calls.
Always appreciate the time, Lance. Thank you.
Thanks, James. Always appreciate it.
And a big thank you to Taylor and our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Be sure to subscribe to their page on YouTube and follow along with everything they're doing. Appreciate you guys. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.